Hey guys, welcome to today's meditation. We're going to be looking at the work of an artist named Alex Gray, and I'm sure many of you have seen some of his images. He makes these really detailed paintings of people and kind of the human experience, really, and does a lot of anatomical drawings. All of his illustrations and paintings are extremely detailed and multi-layered and very rich with meaning. So I hope that you can see the image of this painting well enough to pick out all the details, because there are quite a few things to look at. And I'm not going to go into the work of translating this piece, because I feel like it is open to interpretation, as all art is, and I want you to take a moment to just look at it and really look at it. Take some time. You don't need to rush. You can always press pause and observe all the different things going on in this image. And then once you're ready, go ahead and have a seat and get comfortable, and we'll begin our meditation. Begin by breathing in through your nose and exhaling out completely. And simply drop in. Drop your bags. Drop into your body. And allow your breath to really fill into that space. Release any gripping through your legs, through your belly in particular. And find that balance within your body where you're sitting up tall and your spine is supporting you and lifted. But there's also a softening that happens through your shoulders, through your face, through the whole front side of your body, really. So as you know, this week we're looking at the importance of seeing our interconnectedness. And I chose this painting by Alex Gray to start off with because I think it's important to look back and see all the different causes and conditions that have occurred to bring you to this moment right now, bring all of us to this shared moment right now. And as you saw with the image with the painter, in the background there's a whole bunch of faces of other famous painters that came before. There's Frida Kahlo, Vincent van Gogh, as well as what may be like a spirit or a guidance, or it's open to interpretation, behind the figure with its palm laid near the back of the painter. And I often, as I'm sitting in my meditations or going about the process of calling upon the different teachings and the Dharma that I practice, I think about all the people that came before me to make this path. Whether you're an artist creating a painting, or a chemist, or a mother, or whatever your many hats or roles are, there are so many people and conditions that came before you that have led you to this exact point in your existence. And I think within that knowledge, there has to be a certain level of gratitude, as well as humility, of seeing that we are not on our own, we're not doing it all ourselves and inventing the wheel. We may be reinventing the wheel some. But we truly are interconnected even to our ancestors and this earth that's been supporting all of us with life for a long, long time. So today I just want you to sit within that space, within that understanding and reflection. Throughout our meditation, if you feel like your mind is wandering today, I want to encourage you to feel the hands of all those that came before you resting on your back, or feel all of those conditions and experiences of others that have paved the way before you, supporting you. Well, thank you again for joining me today, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.